Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well, and welcome back to Voice Notes with Jordan Teresa. I think we're on episode 15 now, which, like, woohoo, we made it! And today, I thought I was feeling my makeup. All right, so basically, we have a new makeup style going on, okay? Because I don't know whether I've spoken about it on the podcast before, but I know that I've spoken about it on TikTok, how much I despise doing makeup. I hate my, not this makeup style now, but the makeup that I had before. And the thing is, I love this makeup. I really, really love this makeup when I'm just like living life. Like, it's been on for a fair few hours now. I should really powder, but it's been on for a fair few hours. And like, I do usually love this makeup, but I guess the thing is, when you get in front of like a HD camera, big studio light, like the heavier makeup does carry off a lot better. But also, I think I just need to get used to the way that this makeup looks. I don't think that it's got anything to do with the fact that I look worse with this makeup. I think it's just because the big camera, the heavy lights, like, it doesn't do anything good for your self-esteem. Do you know what I mean? But I do really, really love this makeup. I do really, really love it. Obviously, like, it's quite different. Basically, I've been wanting to switch up my makeup for a really long time, and it was a lot of trial and error, like a lot of trial and error, a lot of menti bees over my makeup. But it just got to the point where with my old makeup, I was like hating my life. Whenever I did my makeup, I would get into just the most vile moods ever. Like, before I went on a night out, I'd get into a really, really bad mood because I did not want to sit there and do my makeup for an hour and a half. And then after doing the makeup, I would still hate the way that I looked. Like, it was just too heavy for me. And, you know, a lot of my makeup was about, like, you know, I'd manipulate my features, and there was a lot of things I was very insecure about. And I think I'm just sort of getting to that age now where I just care a lot less. I care so much less about, sorry if you can hear that, Boots is going crazy. I care a lot less about these things that I was so insecure about a few years ago. I think the one thing which sort of gets me down a little bit, and I try not to talk about my insecurities again because I just don't think that it's helpful putting this out into the world, because I am hot and sexy. Like, let's not get it twisted. I'm extremely hot and sexy, but I guess I'm a little bit insecure about my eyes. Like, I think I have quite small eyes, especially once I got lash extensions and the lash lady told me, oh, you have really small eyes, so we should do this set. And before then, I'd never thought about my eye shape, and now I think about it all the time. But you know, so I have quite small eyes, and I used to be insecure about my nose. Now I genuinely do not give a fuck. But yeah, no, so it's like, you know, little things like that that make me feel a little bit insecure. But I do think that this makeup does just, like, it just brightens my face. And not only do I like the way that it looks, I love sitting down and doing it. I guess just having to have the makeup on camera, it's just a bit much. It's just a bit much, and it's making me feel a little bit insecure. But I did post about it on TikTok, and everyone is so nice on TikTok, and everyone's giving me so much advice on how to, you know, get my natural makeup slay going. So this is my natural makeup slay-ish. I wore this on a night out the other night, and I was feeling super, super hot and sexy. And I do feel hot and sexy. I think I just need to get used to it with, like, the big light. It's the big light, guys. The big light is literally my sworn enemy. Even this studio light that I paid so much money for, it is my sworn enemy. It actually is, because it just doesn't, it doesn't do you any favors. But it's okay, because I am still hot and sexy. I think we're on consecutive episode number, I mean, we've got to be on episode like 12 of me saying that I look hot and sexy on the podcast. But it's true. I never lie on here, guys. I never lie on here. So today's episode is going to be a little bit of a different one. Maybe I think it's going to be probably a little bit shorter, just because I'm not feeling very, like, creatively charged right now. I feel like I'm having a little bit of a creative block, which I am going to get into. But first, let's just get the ball rolling. Let's get the ball rolling, with TV show I'm watching, book I'm reading, song I'm listening to. So TV show I'm watching, I finished You. Yeah, people that have watched season four of You, yeah. I'm not against, I mean, spoilers, skip forward if you don't want spoilers for a TV show that, you know, the season came out literally like 5 months ago, but whatever. Or maybe 3 months ago, or 2 months ago. Anyways, I personally am not a fan of like hallucination, Fight Club, you know, kind of thing, just because I think it's a little bit overdone. But I do, a lot of people were in sort of disagreement with the whole Joe goes off the deep end. He goes fully off the deep end and goes absolutely crazy. But I actually quite liked that part of the story, and I think it made a lot of sense. That man has been evading the police. He's been up to all sorts, killing people, you know, fleeing countries, evading the police. Like, he's been up to all sorts for years. It was bound to happen. And also, guys, he is like a horrible person. People love to sort of justify his murders, but guys, he was, you know, he was a sex offender. If we look back at the old episodes, he's always been that weird. And we've just been waiting for a time for it to come out, and it finally has. So I am not against that part. I'm not huge on the execution. I'm also not huge on the billionaire subplot. Like, sorry, that man is way too young and fit to be a billionaire. All right. Not Joe, the woman's dad. I can't even remember her name. The girl from Fresh Meat. So I'm not huge on the billionaire subplot. I like that he's come back to New York. I think that's fun. But yeah, I'm not huge on the billionaire subplot bit. I think that was like a little bit sloppy, lazy. I don't know. I just didn't enjoy it. Like, I suspend my belief for a lot of things in that show. But that was just one of the things where I was like, all right, this is absurd. But the way he put that 19-year-old in prison, yeah, that was insane. That was fucking dark. That was dark. Like, I was speechless after that. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is really fucked up. I don't like how she was just, you know, hunting around for things without a proper motivation, apart from the motivation being like, oh, murder mysteries. This isn't how a typical murder mystery would go. I'm not huge on that. I feel like what they should have done is they should have had them sleep together and then her become a little bit obsessed. I know that might be a little bit like typical, but I feel like that makes more sense than just this random student hunting around for all of his stuff for like no proper motive. I don't know. But and then I also have been watching Succession. Yes, it got spoiled for me. Any Succession watchers here know the bit that got spoiled for me. I'm mad, I'm annoyed, but it's okay. And then the book I'm reading, I'm back to reading Bad Feminist, Roxane Gay. I also want to start rereading Invisible Women. And then the song I'm listening to is I am listening to My Barn, My Rules. Great song. It Just Won't Do, Love Story / Finally, and Gilded Lily. Those are the songs I'm listening to. So just before we get into it, I would like to thank the sponsor of this portion of the podcast, Athletic Greens. Let me just read this all out for you guys. I know, sorry if it comes across like I'm having to read it, because it's a podcast, I can't put that many cuts in it. So I do have to like read the sponsorships off my script, but doesn't take away from how much I like the sponsor. Okay, guys, it doesn't take away from that. I wanted to give AG1 a try because not only do I really dislike taking vitamins, they always get stuck in my throat. Anyone else? Vitamins always get stuck in my throat. And also because I find the whole having to get out a bunch of vitamins to be really tedious, I literally procrastinate from taking vitamins. I literally prefer, I know it sounds ridiculous, but anyone that has ADHD, like, you'll get it. But despite this, I do want to get all of the vitamins in to help my energy levels, nourish my body, and strengthen my immune system. I drink AG1 every lunchtime to give myself some extra energy for the rest of the day and to make sure my body is getting all the nutrients that it needs and deserves. And it saves me so much time faffing around with different vitamins, which I end up procrastinating from taking because of my ADHD. You know if you know. With AG1, it's just one scoop in a glass of water once a day. AG1 is the healthiest thing you can do in under a minute. Every scoop of AG1's all-in-one formula is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients of the highest quality, which provide a range of benefits, such as gut and mood support, energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/voicenotes. That's athleticgreens.com/voicenotes. Check it out. So thank you again, Athletic Greens, for sponsoring this portion of the podcast. And I just want to say, welcome to Voice Notes with Jordan Teresa, where I, Jordan Teresa, chat all things my life, pop culture, internet trends, reality TV, and so much more. And today we're just having a little bit of a casual chat and a sit down. Just a little sit down casual chat, girls. So, again, like I said, this is probably going to be a shorter episode because I'm not feeling 100% like myself recently, which I'm going to get into in just a second. But I might as well tell you guys what I've been up to recently. So Boots is fully healed from her injury, I think. I have to take her to the vets once more at the end of May, but she's walking a lot more on it. The hair's growing back. Like, I finally got an entire cat. Oh my God, I remember when I picked her up from the vets when she first had her surgery and she was really booked out on drugs. And she was like, they shaved the front of her paws to give her the IV drip. And she had her stomach shaved from the spaying. Her leg looked like a little turkey leg. I was literally like, what is this? And what have you done with my cat? But she got better and she's looking a lot healthier and she seems a lot happier. So I know all of you guys want a Boots update. So I also, guys, I went out on Friday. I know. So I haven't done a proper night out since New Year's Eve because it wasn't making me happy. I was really, really suffering during my hangovers, and it was getting to the point where it was so much more of a detriment to me than, like, the nights out weren't even worth it because the hangovers were so detrimental to me and my mental health and my moods and would literally impact the rest of my week. So I decided to take a big break, and then every single time I would plan a night out, I would drop out of it. And it was getting to the point where I was like, oh my God, am I going to be able to go on a night out again? Like, what's going to happen? And it was freaking me out because the thing is that I actually enjoy nights out. I actually have so much fun, but it's because I suffer so much afterwards that I was starting to get really, really bad anxiety before I went on nights out. So I had been not going on nights out for about, I had about a 4-month break. And then it was my friend's birthdays. It's actually my friend's birthdays this week, and they were going out on Friday. We went to Fabric. I got in at 11 a.m. So clearly I had a fun time, but, but personally wouldn't really rate Fabric as a nightclub. I had fun, but I remember, oh my God, guys, there was one point where one of the rooms was so busy that the entire time I was just, people were just trying to move past me. It was infuriating. Like, I had to leave. I had to leave because I was getting so frustrated, and it was no one's fault, obviously. It wasn't the people that were trying to move out of the way because everyone's trying to get somewhere. But it was just like, that part was shit. But then I had fun for the rest of the night. So the first 2 hours was not fun. But then the rest of the night, I think we left when it closed, so at 6. It was fun. So yeah, fun. The funniest thing happened at the door, actually. So with Fabric, it's like a techno club. I think it's a techno club. I don't know. They were playing techno when I went. And because all my friends absolutely shag techno. And basically, they are really, really strict on the door. Like really, really strict on the door, like rigorously checking bags, pockets, everything. I think it's actually because they had their license taken away from them a few years ago because someone actually died in the club. So they're very, very vigorous on bags checks. And in my handbag, I had cat top trumps. If you don't know what top trumps are, it's like a card game. And I have, they're Eleanor's top trumps and they're all cat themed. So like all different breeds of cats. And I had them in my bag and I was like, I forgot to take them out. And I was like, oh, whatever. So I'm going through, this one's going through my bag. She pulls out the cat top trumps and she's like, what are these? And I was just like, they're cat top trumps. And then she was like, what are top trumps? How do you not know what top trumps are? Iconic part of every British childhood. But I was just like, do any of the countries have top trumps or is it just a British thing? I don't know. And I was like, oh, it's like a card game. And she was like, oh, is it a card game for cats or is it a card game for children? And I didn't want to say like, well, actually it could be for adults too. I was just like, it's a card game for children. I have a little sister. She went, you got children? And I was like, no, I just have a sister. She went, fair enough. And I was like, why do you ask so many questions about them? Maybe she was interested. But it was just bizarre. It was so bizarre. And all I'm thinking of is, how could have the card game been for cats? Like, sorry, cats can't read. Cats can't hold cards. They have paws. Like, that was what was getting me, but it really cracked me up. I was so embarrassed afterwards, guys. Like, it was literally so embarrassing. And then me and Lem actually ended up making friends with someone in the club, obviously. And he did a card trick with the cat top trumps. It was crazy. And then he asked for our Instagrams. Lem followed him on Instagram and the guy accepted his follow and didn't follow him back. Don't ask for our Instagrams and then not follow us back. It's so rude. Maybe he had like a little bit of a, maybe he had the fear the next day that he was like, oh no, so embarrassed. But but yeah, I mean, he was a teacher as well. So we were like, I mean, I'm not a teacher, but Lem's a teaching assistant. So bonding over working in schools and stuff, ask for our Instagram. I guess we're never going to see that man again. What? There is nothing more painful than the person that you met in the nightclub toilets like 4 years ago unfollowed you on Instagram. Oh, it hurts. It hurts. So yeah, but how did my hangover go? My hangover actually went really well. I didn't drink at the afters at all. Like, I was just sort of like, you know, settling down in the afters, enjoying my friend's company. Like, it was fun. And then I got home, I slept like a baby. I slept until 2 and then I woke up, had a McDonald's, crashed until 7:30. And I can't usually sleep when I'm hungover either. And Lem can sleep when he's hungover. So like, I remember like that, I think that was sort of the worst part of being hungover, was the fact that Lem would be fast asleep the entire time and I wouldn't be able to sleep. And it would just be like horrible because I'd just be up thinking about like my anxiety and how shit I feel. But it was fine. Like, it was fine. I slept. And the next day I felt like still tired, but I felt fine. And now I feel fine. It's Tuesday and I feel fine. So yeah, no, like success. And I'm really, really happy about it. And I had a really, really fun time. So I'm glad that I broke my night out, my going out like thingy, because I did it and I'm really, really proud of myself. So yeah, that's a little update. Sorry if this episode fucking sucks, by the way. I feel really insecure about the way that I look. Fun. But that's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. I don't know whether that's the lyrics. So at the moment, I'm just feeling a little bit like I have a creative block. Like, I have a creative block. I am feeling quite unmotivated. I'm not even necessarily feeling tired. I just feel very unmotivated. I feel quite like stupid. And it's sort of in all aspects of my life. So like when it comes to the podcast, I feel like people will request things for me to talk about, and I will write it down and be like, I have nothing to say about anything. Like, that's how it feels. And it's really weird because with the podcast, I have never experienced a creative block with it before, ever. Because I would take such long breaks between episodes. There was always something to talk about. And now I just feel like there is this really, really big creative block there where I feel like I don't have anything to say about anything. And I was going to do an episode about friendship in your 20s, but I just wasn't, again, I was just getting, I just feel like I don't, like, the only way I could describe it is that I feel like I have nothing to say about anything. And it's making me feel really shit because I don't want you guys to think that I'm like doing a shit job on my podcast or anything. But obviously it just is a little bit hard to do it on your own. But I know that I talk about that it's hard doing it on your own a lot. So I don't want to bloody go on about it. But my managers gave me some good ideas for my Friendship in Your 20s episode, which will be coming soon. I also have a really exciting episode coming about fan fiction. Like, it's going to be a full fan fiction deep dive podcast episode that I'm really, really excited to show you guys and to actually get started on. So I'm feeling motivated. I'm feeling good. I'm not feeling motivated, actually. I'm feeling motivated when it comes to those episodes. I'm not feeling motivated about this episode now. Yeah, no. So that's sort of just how I've been feeling with the podcast recently. The only way I can describe it is I feel like I don't have anything to say about anything. And I just feel like my brain feels quite fuzzy. And again, I think it is literally just creative block. But I think the difference is, I've also been feeling slightly creatively blocked with my YouTube, as in I have ideas, I'm trying to get them down on paper, but again, it just feels like there is something wrong with my brain and that it's not all computing, it's not all going in. And, you know, I'm trying to give myself time, I'm trying to give myself rest, I'm trying to, you know, give myself ideas, like, you know, trying to get the ball rolling again. And all of my usual techniques that would work before, like watching loads of YouTube videos and, you know, like, you know, writing down all my inspiration and what I want to do, it isn't working. And maybe, I had a throat bubble. Maybe it's just like the time of year. I don't know. But yeah, no, I'm not particularly feeling like great when it comes to my work. The thing is it's on the tip of my tongue. Like, I know what I want to do. I know that I want to be creative. I think that's what struggle is, that it's not like a creative block where I have no ideas. It's a creative block where, like, I want to be creative, but there is something that is just stopping me and I don't know what it is. Like, I want to start my second channel and I want to do vlogging and I want to do fashion content. And that is just, I mean, again, I think maybe sort of the lifestyle fashion stuff doesn't come as naturally to me because obviously I'm so used to, you know, scripting things and just being able to sit down and talk. And, you know, lifestyle and fashion, it's a lot about the way things look and getting the aesthetics right. But, like, I feel like my life is too boring and I feel like I'm too boring. And, you know, it's like, it's so annoying because I want to be creative, but I just don't know how. And I guess that's what a creative block is. But I think the difference is with this creative block versus like creative blocks I've had prior is that this creative block feels a lot less intense. And I think that this less intensity has got a lot to do with the fact that I've come off the pill. I was planning on talking about this on an episode, but I just never really got round to it because I think that talking about coming off oral contraception can be, I want to handle it as responsibly as I can, because I think that something which goes on with social media is that a lot of people just talk about like how fucking shit the pill is, it ruined their life, la 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 la, when like I don't really want to talk about it like that, because The pill worked for me for the longest time. The longest time, guys. The pill really, really worked for me. I was taking the combination pill. It was a pill called, the brand was Levest. And I was taking that pill since I was 18 up until the age of nearly when I was 24. So 6 years I was taking that pill for. And for the first 4 or 5 years, it was fine. Like, it was fine. I had no problems with it. It wasn't until I got older that I started to realize the problems that I was having. So I'm going to talk about that now, but I just want you guys to know that this isn't me telling you that you should come off the pill. This isn't me saying that the pill is bad. I do have overarching criticisms of the pill and the fact that medical professionals do not take the side effects seriously and just think that women are being overdramatic. I think there's a lot of misogyny rooted in when we discuss contraception and the fact that, you know, I think that doctors are happy to shell out this pill because men aren't having to deal with the problems. And by the way, I know that not all people that take the pill are women or identify as women, but like, I think that the problem of the pill and contraception, I do think a lot of it is rooted in misogyny. So yeah, basically, I was noticing, so the first thing that happened was I changed pills. So this happened in 2021. I noticed that I was having extremely intense mood swings, like to the point where I was just really hurting the people around me. And also, it's important to note that I had very poor mental health at this time as well, which I don't think was caused by the pill, but I think the pill definitely didn't help. So I decided to switch from Levest to Yasmin based on everyone on my close friend stories recommending it. It was all their recommendation. And basically, I did notice a difference. So then I stayed on Yasmin for a while, but I noticed that my sex drive was really low. I was again still experiencing these really intense mood swings. And it wasn't until last August that I decided to come off the pill, because I was like, this, I just want to see what would happen. And I had a really horrible experience coming off it for a couple of weeks. Like, I was having these really horrible mood swings still, but they were even worse. And I think this is called, it's something which is called like pill withdrawal. It's like a real thing. It just hasn't been studied. But yeah, so I came off the pill. I didn't have my period for like 4 months. And still now my period is always late. I only have a period sort of every 6 weeks to 2 months now. It's still sort of regulating itself. But I haven't noticed until sort of the new year what a difference it has made. And I remember I said to my therapist that I feel very emotionally numb. Like, when I was on the pill, I'm not even joking, I would cry every single day. I would have mood swings every single day. And now I don't cry that much, like at all. Sorry, my camera cut out. But I was saying that I wasn't having that many mood swings anymore. I wasn't crying a lot. Like, I cried a few days ago, but then before then I hadn't cried for like over a month, which was like unheard of. Like, I was literally crying every single day when I was on the pill. And I said to my therapist that I felt very emotionally numb. And then he asked me, he's like, does it sort of feel like how antidepressants feel? And I was like, kind of, but I don't experience that numbness in a sense where, you know, there aren't any high, like I'm still happy, I'm still having, you know, high highs, but I'm just not having these super intense, very sharp lows. It just feels very neutral. And he said to me that maybe I'm not numb, maybe my emotions have actually regulated themselves and this is just how I am. And it's just insane, you guys, because it's really crazy to go through your entire life not knowing the person that you are. Because obviously when you're a teenager, you have all those hormones running through your body, like you're literally a fucking psychopath. And then as soon as I turned 18, I went on the pill. And basically, I thought that I was this, you know, emotional, aggressive, monster. Like, that's how I felt. I felt like I was a monster. And coming off it and realizing that as an adult, I am not that person and this is the person I am. And I don't know myself so much that this, I feel emotionally numb. Like, this feels like an emotionally numb version of myself, is insane. Like, it's genuinely insane. And I cannot even describe how much I'm still trying to wrap my head around how crazy this coming off the pill experience has been. But yeah, no, sorry, I didn't mean to go on a tangent. But basically, I've noticed that my emotions have regulated themselves a lot more. My therapist said that he's also noticed that there's just no more of these ups and downs. Everything is a lot more steady and stagnant. I'm a lot more level-headed now. But yeah, no, so basically, a lot of the times with a creative block would come a menti be, all right? I'd have a mental breakdown. And this creative block just feels a lot less intense. It just feels a bit jarring. Like, that's the only way that I can describe it, is I'm feeling jarred. Like, I'm feeling like, oh my God, like, I want to do something. Like, ugh, you know, like, I don't necessarily feel lazy, but I feel it feels so stagnant. And I'm just having this creative block, which is why this podcast episode probably sucks. And I'm really sorry, but I think I'm going to go into my management's office soon and try and like do a little bit of brainstorming with them. And, you know, because they're so supportive and they're there to support me, and I really appreciate that. So I think I'm going to go into the office soon and just like get some help, because I'm really, really struggling. I did actually have something to talk about today, but I mean, I guess I could talk about it, but I'm just worried in case like I kind of suck. But one thing is that I want to do is that because I'm feeling so uncreative, I feel like I am being uncreative, and I don't feel like I am doing anything productive. I don't feel like I'm learning. I don't feel like I'm doing anything. And that's really hard. I feel like at the moment, all I've been doing is mindlessly scrolling on my phone, which isn't good. It is not good for your brain, but I can't bring myself to do anything else. So I feel like this podcast episode is going to be like, this is like the start. This is like the start of like, you know, I'm not going to put pressure on myself to not be in a creative block, because it's normal when you're in a creative job. I'm probably still going to experience this creative block, but I am going to try my best and make a really big effort to try and keep learning. I want to read more. I want to play more games. I want to play my DS. I want to try and get creative on my second channel. I want to try and get creative on this podcast. I want to get creative on my main channel. I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself, but that is what I want to do. I just don't think I'm enjoying being on sort of short form social media at the moment. One thing I am enjoying is like, I'm enjoying getting into a lot of gaming fandoms. Like, I am such an Until Dawn stan, guys, and there is so much Until Dawn content on TikTok. Like, it genuinely, you know, it feeds my soul. Like, I love it. But also, there's sort of this air in social media at the moment, and maybe this is something which has been happening a lot, but because I've been mindlessly scrolling so much recently, I've only noticed it recently. But there's one reason why I want to spend less time on my phone and spend less time on social media, is because of this recent cutthroatness of social media right now. Do I have anything else to say? No, I do not. Sorry, this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but I will be back in a couple of weeks for a really exciting episode. I think it'll be the fanfiction one or the friendship in your 20s one. I have a feeling it'll be the fanfiction one. Let's hope I get out this creative block, guys. Pray for my creative block, and I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks for a new episode. Bye.